Just overnight, the last coal-fired power station came offline, and that is part of the process which explains why the government has decided to bring this place, the National Energy Systems Operator, into public ownership. It was an initiative of the Conservative government, who were adamant it wasn't a privatisation. Well, I'm joined by the chief executive of the new National Energy Systems Operator, Fintan Sloan. Fintan, they said it wasn't a nationalisation, but they paid 630 million quid for you, so it sounds a bit like a nationalisation. What is the point of bringing this place into public ownership?
So the point of it is that it brings together in one institution, one public corporation, an organization that will strategically plan the energy system. And what that means for people in their homes is that we will take care of making sure over the long term that we chart that journey to sustainable energy. You talked about the level of renewable energy on the system, how we get to that point in a way that keeps the lights on, keeps people's energy supplies secure, but is also affordable and fair in that transition for everyone.
Okay, so the government's target is zero carbon electricity by 2030. What, 5 and a bit years, almost no time at all. Is that possible? Is that achievable?
It's a huge task, right? It's a massive transformation of our energy system, but it is doable. It will require us to do things very differently than we've done them to date. It will require the industry to do things much quicker. But it is possible to achieve it.
When you say quicker, you're talking about investing in really expensive infrastructure. Now, the quicker you do that kind of stuff, the more it costs. This is going to cost British people money, isn't it?
Well, I think what we need to look at, though, is how we're going to transform the system and move from being dependent on international fossil fuels like gas and the prices that they are, to having much more control over our energy supply. And that goes to the price that we pay for the energy, but also energy security as well.
And it's not just about investing in new infrastructure. You're also going to be asking consumers, or offering consumers, the opportunity to change the way they use power. Just briefly explain that to me, please.
I think that's a really important part of what we need to do. In the past, we had our demand flexibility service where we paid people to change how they use electricity. We recently had 1,700 EVs on the grid contributing to how we manage the system, and making that participation of customers even easier into the future is a critical part of transforming the system.
Fintan Sloan, Chief Executive of the new National Energy Systems Operator.